Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be, at least part of the hour, the views of William Grieg. But unfortunately, William's son is at band practice, and he has to go pick him up, and he's going to call us when he gets free, and then he gets back, and we'll have him on. But until that time, it's going to have to be open lines. It's going to have to be you and me. I have nothing in mind. I have nothing scheduled. So if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you like to. And I think probably it'll be 15 or 20 minutes before William gets back. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, one of the issues I think I was reading about in the New York Times just this evening was about a young man. He was a young black man who was, of course, arrested along with two, or at least stopped along with two white men. They were in a truck that was driving erratically. And, of course, the two white boys were questioned and released. The young black man had a small amount of of marijuana with him, not a great deal, but he did have some bags that could have been used for mixing or selling marijuana. He was carefully searched on several occasions, and then, of course, he was handcuffed and put in the back of a police car. And then, of course, the officers were making some arrangements there. Suddenly, there's a shot fired, and we find out that this young man, this young black man sitting in the back of the police car, there is sitting now his head in his lap, and when they straighten him up, he's covered with blood. And there's a bullet hole in the right side of his forehead. And, of course, they assumed he had committed suicide. He had a gun with him. Now, they'd searched him twice, and they hadn't found the gun, but now they said, well, he obviously had the gun somehow hidden. Of course, he was left-handed, and he was shot in the right side of his forehead at close range. So he was either certainly, they claimed it was a suicide. The police department investigated. They said, obviously a suicide. The autopsy was done, and they said, well, the police story is accurate, why it must have been a suicide, but how do you certainly commit suicide when you're sitting in a police car with your hands handcuffed behind your back? How could the police have possibly missed the gun twice as they searched this young man? Well, of course, the police department has written this whole thing off. It was obviously a suicide, and of course, a lot of people don't believe it. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there who hate blacks. Do you realize that one in every 30 blacks in America, one in every three young black men in America between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole today? One in every three young black men between the age of 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. And I believe there's some police officers who wouldn't hesitate to kill a young black man, and I don't believe this is most police officers, but there's sort of a fraternity there, and if you are in the police force, you're supposed to cover for the other policemen. You never should if they do something wrong. But this young man was obviously murdered. Question is, who did it and why? And this is just creating tremendous unrest within the black community, and justifiably so. But, of course, nobody seems to want to investigate it. We're going to be back here in just a moment. We're going to have open lines until William Grieg comes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here in the Central Coast of California. And we'll be back in just a moment. Talking to John from Spokane. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Have a question or comment?
Yes, I've got a subject here, and I'd like to get your take on it here. With this Marine that was put in the psychiatric facility, I think that we see a number of events. Everything from you have these people from Sirhan to these individuals all along the line that were supposedly assassins and what have you. Either they can't remember the incident and this type of thing, or you have an individual like this gentleman who had no signs of mental behavior, didn't even really do anything, but then was detained and then put in a psychiatric facility. One thing that I have a lot of attention and concern about is the role that psychiatrists have played throughout time, and how they, whether they use lobotomies or electric shock or drugs or insulin shock, but these things are very traumatic and invasive procedures. I have a brother who underwent some of this stuff, and frankly, behind most of these situations, in my research, I found psychiatry. And now, I'm not going to say that all psychiatrists are bad, because I think people get into the profession sometimes with good intent, but the use of this, whether it's mind control, or you find that some individual was in the hands of a psychiatrist just prior, and we know that somebody under the influence of these drugs can be hypnotized and give suggestions. And the last thing I want to say on this subject, and I'd like your input, is you see, there have been people in Congress who tried to get mental health parity in for a long time, and they couldn't. And for fear of how it could be abused. And there's been a long history on how these various, they'll put somebody in a hospital until the insurance runs out, and they'll just load the guy up on drugs. And then the Baker Act in the 1960s, where they could just pick somebody up off the street. My concern is now we have mental health parity. They slipped it in with the TARP bill. We have mental health parity, and now we have this government health care, where everyone's going to be required to have insurance, and they'll have mental health parity. And what we're seeing now with the start of this kid is they can arbitrarily pick somebody up.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, John. We'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have John calling from Spokane. He's expressing concern about this Afghan veteran, Marine, who'd come home and he was making some remarks on his Facebook or Twitter pages on the Internet, not making any threats, just saying that we have a conspiracy that controls our government and they're doing all sorts of terrible things, which is absolutely true. And very shortly after he had made this entry onto his Facebook account there, why, of course, he got a visit from people from the Secret Service and CIA. I've forgotten whether it was the FBI or the CIA, whoever it was. Actually, two different branches of government came. They handcuffed him. They arrested him. They took him for psychiatric care because he said there was a conspiracy. And they said anybody who believes there's a conspiracy obviously has to be something, a potential danger to themselves or others. And so they put him in a psychiatric hospital. And, of course, fortunately, people knew about this. And so they immediately tried to get legal help for him. And then, of course, the authorities had this man, and they took him to a psychiatric hospital in another part of the state to get him away from his family, to get him away from his legal counsel. But eventually they were able to get him into court. And when the judge heard the case, he said, there is no justification for this. This certainly is putting people into prison because they've expressed certainly political views that there's a conspiracy. And, of course, he's absolutely right. And so I'm very, very concerned the fact that this has happened. I share your concern about psychiatry. I think it can be misused, and I think that there are basically one time why, of course, I believe that these psychiatrists were trying to do a good job. But I think the organizations have been taken over by wicked and evil people. And the government, of course, has been doing a number of experiments, among which are Bluebird and Artichoke, which ultimately became MK Ultra, Mind Control. We've got an excellent DVD put up by our good friend, Bob Fletcher, on the CIA Mind Control. I've forgotten the exact title of it, but you can order that from us. And there's no question. They're actually able to gain control of people's minds and condition them. They're able to convince people to kill, and no question at all, that many of the people who've been involved in many of these murders, and even some of the more recent ones, have been under CIA mind control. Do you know, for instance, that the records of what happened at Columbine are still suppressed? I mean, why can't they let us see all the records there at Columbine? Well, they destroyed a lot of them. Well, why would they do that? Because they're covering up something about the tragedy that occurred at Columbine. And certainly there's been very, very serious questions about this young man who committed this atrocity recently in Akron. And basically, I share your concern. I really do. Anything else you want to say, John?
Well, just the fact that sometimes, as Christians, we don't see how this whole subject with using drugs, anything that's going to alter and damage the mind, how it truly is the rape of the soul, because this is what allows us to think and to be who we are. And how could a Christian be a Christian if his mind has been ripped apart
but then he does evil deeds?
But
that is, of course, what they want. Basically, of course, what's the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox? It's fluoride. It's what they put in the drinking water, and they know that has an effect on the mind of the people. They know it lowers intelligence. They know it has its carcinogenic. They know it produces a decrease in fertility. They know that they're poisoning our children with water fluoridation across America, and of course, the material they put in many of the communities, the hydrofluosilicic acid, has much more devastating effects on the blacks than on the whites because of genetic differences, and I believe that is why one in three young black men between ages of 21 and 31 in America today is either in prison, probation, or parole. John, we're out of time, but I share your concerns, and I appreciate you sharing them with us.
Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to, of course, we have Bruce calling from Spokane.
And
our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And incidentally, if you want to know the truth about the murder of Martin Luther King, we have a 4-CD set, and we carry the book written by the lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family to get to the truth. They're available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to find them elsewhere. We also have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, with people who are intimately associated with investigation of that. And believe me, Saran did not shoot Bobby Kennedy. We have a book on that, and we have a DVD on the murder of Bobby Kennedy as well. You need to get this information. You need to understand the things that are really going on behind the scenes. We have a 4-tape set on mind control. And then, of course, we have that DVD by Bob Fletcher on mind control. Well, let's go to Bruce calling us from Spokane. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment here. There's never a dull day in paradise. And, several weeks ago, you know, we had a very curious incident happen in the regional area here, where 200 various, and I'm talking about ATF, FBI, IRS, local police, sheriff's department, raided, known as the massage parlors. And, you know, obviously, you know, the majority of those are, you know, hidden prostitutions or something else. Well, these massage parlors had been around for decades, but it was very curious that these were, I mean, you look at the pictures, and you see these incredible amounts of police going around, knocking down the doors, seizing customers, seizing the proprietors, going through records and everything. And it was just you look at that and you ask yourself, you know, why in the world, after being around for decades, would they convene a raid like this that took federal agencies when the local agencies could have done the same thing. It appears to be, and not certain, a property seizure or another power grab by, you know, these authoritarian agencies.
Well, I think, first of all, Bruce, we ought to ask yourself, why would the federal government be concerned about prostitution? That is not under the direct control at all of the federal government. The powers of the federal government are laid out in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, or Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution, and there are 18 things the federal government can be concerned about, and prostitution is not one of them. So what is this about property seizure? You think there's somebody that has friends in Washington, D.C. that wanted to buy the property? Is that what it's all about?
Well, there's several of them located, I mean, within, different parts of the city and outlying areas. But I'm obviously not, I don't know if any of them are affiliated with each other or, you know, if it's a string that goes into, you know, some sort of, corporation. But like I say, it was extraordinarily curious that these federal agencies assisted our glorious Sheriff's Department in breaking down the doors here. And I'm talking, like I said, FBI, ATF, and the IRS.
Well, I would basically, you should ask your sheriff why he is calling these people. And basically, if he won't tell you, you may start thinking about getting a new sheriff.
We would love to get a new sheriff. He was the one that resisted incredibly seeing Sheriff Richard Mack come to Spokane. He was the one that invited the Southern Poverty Laws Center here to speak and identify people in our area. He's also the one that has accepted multiple millions of dollars of federal goodies, including armored personnel carriers. And he just stopped a group called the Sovereign Citizens with his armored personnel carriers. This was an incredible act that they stopped two people in a car because they had the wrong license plate and they had armored personnel carriers there as a show of force.
Well, I think that basically the people up there should understand that we rely upon our local police officers to maintain local control. And when they start taking favors and gifts from the federal government, whenever you get to take a gift, that comes an obligation. And I think that you might very well start thinking of right now about who you're going to run to replace him and start building a base of support to retire this gentleman with a nice pension. But basically, it's up to the people in the local community to begin taking back our local communities. The old idea of think globally but act locally.
And we
basically
do.
I know there are a lot of people up there who are really getting concerned and running people for the school board and for the certainly the various government boards up there and the fire board and all of these things. You need to have people at city on the city council. You need to have people on these various organizations and gradually, little by little, begin taking America back from
and
the
we
wicked
are.
People who are in positions of power today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but go right ahead, Bruce.
Well, I'm pretty much done. I would care to give it over to somebody else and give you a chance to talk with them. We're just, like I say, there's never a dull moment. There's always something happened, and there's a reason behind everything that happened.
You're absolutely right, but so much of this has to do with ever-expansion of the government control over the lives of the American people, which, of course, is the pathway to tyranny.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Okay,
thanks
evening.
Very much. And let's, of course, go to Bruce is calling from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing? Bruce, are you there? Oh, this is Abel from Ohio.
There we go, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. My number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, and we'll be with Abel from Ohio in just a moment here.
I'll wait.
Abel, you go right ahead. Abel, go right ahead.
Well, still very jealous after 5 years, you know. I wish I had that. Well, today I'll call early, so I just gonna be some time today. Dr. Stan, let me tell you, I hear about that case also, of the young, black man who was put that in this, police car, you know. And of course, nobody believes what the police is saying. I mean, come on, that's an insult to anybody's intelligence, you know. Yet, I live in a city in which the majority is African American. And let me tell you, Dr. Stan, and, there's also a lot of violence in the African American community. And many of them are children of Christians, you know. I heard that thing you say about the things they put in the water. And I'm sure they put those things in the body of black people. They also do it to Hispanics or other minorities. Or you think it's only against black people?
Well, they're really doing, this is really a fascinating study, even though certainly it's a tragic study. But basically, there's a Robin Masters, who's back at Dartmouth, he's a sociologist. And he found, of course, that in the communities where they added hydrofluosilicic acid to the drinking water, of course, there was a marked increase in the crime among blacks compared with communities where they didn't add the hydrofluosilicic acid to the drinking water among black crime. And basically, of course, what they'd done is they'd done an analysis with finger sticks on 450,000 children, the largest study ever done at any time. And they found, of course, if you suddenly you were black, and they did a finger stick on you looking for lead. Why, if they had hydrofluosilicic acid in the drinking water, your level of lead increased 6 times. If you were Hispanic, it went up 4 times. If you were white, it went up 1 time. And there's a definite correlation between criminal activity and the level of lead in your blood. And these people are getting certainly a lead encephalopathy, or a form of it, associated with criminal activity. Dr. Roger Masters has demonstrated this. He's written papers on it. You can find them on the internet. If you can't find them, Abel, we do have the material here. And basically, what they're doing is they're actually destroying the lives of these young black people by poisoning their brains, and that's unconscionable. And as you're right, they're doing it with the Hispanics too, and because they have a 4 times increase in the level of lead in their blood. It only goes up 1 time in whites, 4 times in black and Hispanics, and 6 times in blacks. Anything else you'd like to say, Abel?
Yes. Well, I don't know much about that, and I believe what you're saying, Dr. Stan. I believe a lot of people in the high spheres of government are evil, mean people. But also the scripture tells us, you know, I was meditating in Mark chapter 7, when the Pharisees, you know, and those bunch of religious bigots told Jesus, you know, why do you disciples don't eat without their hands being washed, you know, through the ceremonial washing? And Jesus told him, you know, you hypocrites, you know, Isaiah said about you, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart, you know, is far and distant from me. But also, and then he keeps saying, and Jesus said, this is very interesting to me, that there's nothing, not even.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. Hold that thought for just a moment.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't here. Hopefully, he'll be calling in. But right now, of course, we have Abel calling from Ohio. If you'd like to call in, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Abel, why don't you finish that thought, and then we'll let you go. But what was the quotation from the Bible you were using, and what was the point you wanted to make?
Yes, it's in Mark chapter 7 when Jesus said, called people to himself and said, listen to me, all of you. It's the Amplified Bible, and understand what I say. There is not even one thing outside of man which by going into him can pollute or defy him. But the things which come out of a man's heart are the things that defile and make him unclean. Perhaps the water, like you said, Dr. Sam, you know, creates some violence in people. But I what is their responsibility? Because, I mean, they have a heart. I mean, Jesus said there's nothing that goes through into your body, through your mouth, that can make you unholy. It is your heart. I believe it, and because the other caller also said, you know, how can you be a good Christian if they're giving you this and that? To me, excuse me, that's just an excuse. It is your heart.
And
it's the way you open your heart to the Word of God, and you want to obey the commandments of Jesus.
And that,
said, there's nothing outside of man that can defile you.
I think you're absolutely right, Abel, and that's why they had to take the Bible out of our schools, because they wanted to corrupt our youth, our young boys and our girls, and they've done a good job of it. And certainly in schools, they teach them all sorts of other things, but they're never allowed to have the moral foundation that is necessary for a good and productive life. And then we wonder why we have so many people in prison in America today. And it's simply because we've destroyed the moral foundation of this nation. This nation is turned against God, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever. Let's get a parting thought, and then we'll let you go. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, open lines. Parting thought, Abel, before we let you go.
Yeah, God bless you all, and yeah, let's go back to the Word of God.
Amen to that. We need to get God back into our schools. Thank you so much. We need to get God back into our society. And I really sincerely believe all this fuss they're making about this fellow Congressman Aiken, who's running for the Senate there in the state of Missouri, it's all about the fact he's a Christian. And of course, that's why Romney wants to get rid of him. And that's why all the people in the head of the Republican Party want to get rid of Aiken. They do not want a Christian, a dedicated Christian, to become the senator from Missouri. And if you understand that, then it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, why this whole fuss about all of these things? Basically, don't tell me that suddenly many of our political candidates don't sometimes make a mistake or say something they shouldn't mistake. Huckabee has never been one of my favorite people. But I will tell you, I've gotten a lot of respect for Huckabee, who is standing up. He's the only major Republican figure to stand up for Congressman Aiken and say, look, why are you making such a big fuss about this? Lots of our political candidates, lots of Republicans make misstatements, but they don't keep playing it over and over, day after day after day. Why are they doing this? And then Huckabee said what I believe is true, and that is the reason they're making a fuss about it is because Congressman Aiken is a Christian and they want to destroy him. And if you understand that there is a conspiracy against God in America today, it's so much easier to understand the events that are unfolding. And basically, they've taken God out of our schools. They've taken prayer out of our schools. Certainly, they've taken the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They've taken singing Christmas hymns there and any celebration of Christmas. This has all been removed. Easter has been removed. And but it's all right. It's perfectly all right to have a Quran in the schools. It's all right to teach from the Quran, but don't you dare teach from the Bible. And when you understand that there is an organized effort to destroy the Christian foundation of America, so much of what's going on makes sense. There's nothing in the Supreme Court that says that we would take God and prayer out of our schools. This was a decision that was made by the members of the Supreme Court who were Masons, and the Masonic conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, it is a secret society, and I'm not saying that everybody who's a Mason understands this, but is this a secret society, which is a modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, which have an intense hatred for the God of the Bible, because they worship a different God. The Masons worship the great architect of the universe, who is the ruler of the universe today, and that, of course, is Lucifer. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Grateful for
that is. Don't be late.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and our good friend William Grigg, as if he was to be with us this evening, but he had some problems as far as his son and had gone to band practice, and William has to go get him. He's got six kids, and he really has to pretty well I'll take care of that whole family on his own. It's a tough thing. And he just wasn't able to come with us. Hopefully he'll be calling in later as soon as he gets home, son home from band practice. We do have Roy calling from Spokane. I would like to talk to Roy as soon as he's passed through to us. And again, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we have a new DVD. It's certainly not one we produced. It was produced by a couple, took them about 3 years, who wanted to try to let people understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being played out today. And basically, of course, they titled the DVD Behold a Pale Horse, and I will tell you, we're carrying it. Certainly, we watched it. My family watched it on Saturday evening. It's an hour and 40 minutes, and basically, I don't think there was a dry eye in the room when we got done, because, of course, it points out, of course, the danger to America today. But, of course, the whole idea of where did this idea of a pale horse come from? Well, it comes from the book of Revelation 6:8, and this is what it says. And I look, and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And basically, of course, there's a very evil woman. Her name is Barbara Marx Hubbard. She's one of the leaders of this whole world occult movement. She's certainly been an employee of the federal government, a consultant to our federal government, to the consultant to the Department of Army, the consultant to the Special Forces Unit. And this occult movement permeates every aspect of our government today. But Barbara Marx Hubbard wrote a book. It's called The Book of Co-Creation. And basically, this is what she said. Out of the full spectrum of human personality, and of course referring to this reference that going back to Revelation 6:8. Out of the full spectrum of human personality, one-fourth is electing to transcend with all their heart, mind, and spirit. One-fourth is resistant to election. They are unattracted by life ever evolving. Their higher self is unable to penetrate the density of their mammalian senses. They cannot be reached. They are defective seeds. And, of course, she's talking about people like you and me. Then I go on with her quotation. Now, as we approach the quantum shift from creature humans to co-creative humans. The destruction of one-fourth must be eliminated from the whole social body. Fortunately, you, dearly beloved, are not responsible for this act. We are. We are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Barbara Marks Hubbard. You'll find the quotation on page 134 of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's page 134 of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, it comes from her, Barbara Marks Hubbard's book, The Book of Co-Creation. Let's just see if we can get our Roy from Spokane. We don't seem to be able to. I'm going to ask Barbara to put Roy through. But you must understand that these people really intend to kill off most of the population of the world. And certainly if you read Revelation 6:8, things are bad. And 6:8 and 6:9, why, things really get bad. Get your Bible out and read it. And understand we are seeing the fulfillment of these prophecies today. And if you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's DVD series, and we have the first two. We have the five DVDs in each one, part one, part two. And basically, of course, they are called the Final Countdown. The Final Countdown, of course, has to do with the events that are taking place today, the prophetic events that are taking place step by step today. And, of course, as you watch what Pastor Billy Crone says, and then you see the unfolding of events, it only tends to verify what I've believed for a long time, and that is that the Bible is accurate. The prophecies that were made thousands of years ago are coming to pass today. And what an exciting time to be living when we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'd appreciate your calling. I guess we're not going to be able to get Roy from Spokane. We can't get him passed through to us. So basically, go ahead and give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But living here in America, most people feel that we're fairly secure. We're a long way away from the horrible events that are taking place over in the Middle East today. When American finance revolutionaries, foreign mercenaries that we are employed to go into Syria to overthrow the government there, and of course they're killing the civilians. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians have fled to Turkey, and then they've tried to get into Lebanon. They can't get into Lebanon, so they're getting into Jordan. They're living in refugee camps. We cannot imagine the suffering that is being brought about by American policies in that part of the world. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are financing the world revolution. They're doing it with your tax money. We give money to dictators all throughout the world. We give money to the dictators in communist China. We give money to the dictators, certainly, in communist Russia. Well, we remember when the war criminal, a fellow named Gorbachev, who had actually incited the Afghan war, and of course they actually manufactured bombs. They look like toys, and of course then they actually dropped them in Afghanistan, and the little boys and little girls picked them up, and they blew off their hands and their feet and blinded them, and because of course they thought they were toys. Gorbachev, who was responsible for that, when he was deposed from Europe, do you know what happened to him? Well, we brought him to the United States. We brought Gorbachev to the United States, and we gave him offices at the Presidio. And if those of you don't know, the Presidio is a military base, beautiful military base in San Francisco. Do you think that you or I could get the offices at the Presidio? Of course not. But they'd give him to Gorbachev, a mass murderer. And when you understand that there is an invisible government that is actually keeping all of these things and financing dictatorships throughout the world, and we give something like $36 billion in foreign aid to keep dictatorships in power all throughout the world, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to finance dictators who go along with the world government. Well, let's go right now to Roy calling from Spokane. Hi, Roy. How are we doing?
Hello. Oh, I'm hanging in there, but just... very bad that I've been on so-called mental health drugs since 1973 is how long I've been in the mental health system. So you think I've learned a little bit about it maybe all these years? And about drugs, I'm thinking, and about mental hospital and mental illness. And I tell you, you ever hear of a guy by the name of Kevin Trudeau?
No. What was the point you wanted to make, Roy?
Well, I just feel like that maybe drugs are part of mind control. Or
well, they really are, because the drugs are destructive, certainly, if you are things like Prozac.
You ever hear of mind
control? Basically, they're made up of fluoride, and fluoride has a destructive element on the brain. They know that. That's why they're prescribing so much Prozac and Luvox and these other serotonin blockers, reabsorption blockers, so-called SSRI drugs. They know they're destroying the minds of the people. Anything else you want to say, Roy?
Well, so you know about mind-bending drugs and certain drugs.
Absolutely.
That are called mind-bending drugs.
Right, and these drugs are bending your mind, and you're on them a long time. Your mind just doesn't work clearly. And I really feel terribly sorry. If there's any way you can get off those drugs, get off them. You'll be far better.
Yeah, I just hope God can lead me into something that would cure me of my paranoid schizophrenia.
Well, okay, fine. Go ahead.
Well, and to get off of all the drugs I'm on.
Right. Well, of course, you're going to have to talk to some people up there in your area who know, you know, who'd be able to follow you along. Because basically, once you are on these drugs, they're almost impossible to get off of. Oh, why you take them off? You'd be in real trouble. You have to wean them and gradually replace them with something else. I'm going to let you go here, but I appreciate so much your calling, Roy. And
okay,
if you'd ever like to
thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
We'll do the best we can. God bless, and I do hope you can find somebody up there who can help you and get you on some different type of psychotropic drugs. Because these ones that you're on now are totally destructive, and they know that. We've got millions of Americans on these drugs that are destroying their minds. Thank you
and
so much.
Remember in prayer our servicemen and women.
Amen to that. God bless you, Roy. And let's go to Bruce calling from Durand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Roy. Let's go to Bruce from Durand, Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bruce, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but I don't know if I've ever heard you explain how the Antichrist would come out of the Brotherhood of Darkness. What would they do? Like elect him? Or
No, remember, this man is selected by Lucifer, and they don't select him. Basically, the people who are involved at the upper echelons of the Brotherhood of Darkness are under the spiritual control of the prince of this world, who is Lucifer. And basically, they're carrying out an age-old plan. You can read books written, I think the beginning of the last century, suddenly by the Luciferians, who were at Manly P. Hall, example, his book, The Secret Destiny of America, and he will tell you that there has been a plan for 3,000 years to bring about this world government. You'll actually find the quotation and the exact site of the quotation in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But this is long-range planning, probably going back to the time of Noah, to try to unite the world. I should say back to the time of Nimrod. Nimrod wanted to unite the world under his control, and God intervened. And he was there probably about 200 years after Noah. And so this goes back probably 4,200 years. But this then became the basis of the mystery religions, and this, of course, was the philosophy that was actually espoused by Plato and by Aristotle and by Alexander the Great. This is why they teach this in colleges, why they make such a big fuss about Plato. What was Plato really talking about? He was talking about this world government under the control of a ruling elite. And, of course, then with this one world ruler, this so-called just man, what he was really describing, the Antichrist, which has always been the plan. How will he be selected today? He's already been selected by the prince of this world.
Do you think there's like families, like, just, you know, example, maybe mafia families or something like that one of their children, they'd say, ah, he's the one? And
no, basically, of course, there have been several prototypes for this. Back, if you go back to the early 1900s, maybe 1920, 1930, there was a man named Krishnamurti. And they thought that he was going to become the Antichrist, and basically they were preparing the world for him to lead it, and of course Krishnamurti changed his mind and decided he didn't want to be this world ruler. Then in 1982, Benjamin Krem ran ads in newspapers all across America, and you can still get those ads, the ones that ran in the Reader's Digest, saying, you know, the world ruler is upon us. Well, of course, it was about that time when Constance Cumby was coming out with her expose of this world occult movement in her book of The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, which was very popular, and Constance was talking all across America and reaching Christians, and that just totally thwarted their plan to bring about the so-called advent of Maitreya. That's what they called him at that time. Well, that was 30 years ago. That was 1982. Now, again, they are planning on bringing about this world ruler. And will they succeed this time? Well, only God knows, because this is a spiritual battle. But, of course, these are exciting times because they intend to bring about this world government and impose this world leader on the rest of us. And they really do intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world in this coming great world war that's going to be upon us. And they're going to kill people with a sword. And with pestilence, that's with disease, and they're creating all sorts of new diseases,
well,
and with famine.
The putting it on the spot part here is that when I was a boy, in the Baptist church, I had a Pastor Vogel. He always used to say, watch Turkey. And I remember Gene Scott used to always teach, watch Syria. I guess they were all part of one big country at one time, Syria and Turkey. And I don't think Assad is the Antichrist by any means, but do you think that it would come up, something about one of Alexander's generals being the king of the north in Daniel? Do you think that area could be the area, Turkey, Syria, that area around it, maybe even Lebanon, that this Antichrist ruler would come out of?
We don't know.
Putting you on the spot. Where do you think? Is he European?
I personally think he's got to be Muslim. But, yeah. I mean, there's some people who think he's going to be European. Some people believe that he carried a book for
thing.
A time.
Revelation talks about beheading. That's where it kind of gives it away.
Some people think that it's going to be Prince Charles the Antichrist. I don't think so. I don't think he's English. I don't think he's European. I think he's going to come out of the Near East. But this is all conjecture. We're just going to have to wait and see how it develops.
It's interesting that so much trouble is being stirred up between Syria and Turkey. I could really blow up into something nobody...
We have to understand what this is really all about. Basically, Turkey is Sunni Muslim. Syria is run by Assad, who's Shia. Most of the Syrians are Sunni Muslims. And, of course, there's a small Shia component that controls that country. And that's one reason there's a animosity between Syria and Turkey. The other thing is, of course, Turkey until recently was a secular country run by the military. We saw that was overthrown. We financed and helped a man named Mr. Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, who has about $60 billion he got from the drug trade, and he's financed by the CIA, and he was instrumental in overthrowing the military government there in Turkey and bringing the current rulers to power, who were closely aligned with, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And now, of course, we brought the Muslim Brotherhood to Egypt, to Tunisia, to Libya, to Lebanon, and to Turkey. And that's, of course, what we're going to do as far as Syria is concerned. We're going to bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power in Syria, and heaven help the people there, and heaven help the Christians. They will be persecuted or slaughtered. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, that's about all I had to say, except to pray for the Christians in Lebanon. I was reading in the encyclopedia the other day. This was a year 2000 encyclopedia said there were 40% of the Lebanese are Christian.
That's yes, they really are. They were half, about half Christian, half Muslim. Maybe it's only 40%, but basically it was a very unusual country because the Christians and the Muslims got along very well there, and basically the Christian would be the president, and the vice president would be a Muslim, and they split the military down the middle, and basically the Muslims and the Christians got along very well. They had a very good society there.
They've had vicious wars, and it seems like it's been the Syrians that have brought the peace when Lebanon has descended into war like that. So
basically what's happened, of course, is Hezbollah has moved into Lebanon, and they're the ones that are really responsible for all of the problems there. If Lebanon was left to its own devices, well, the Muslims and the Christians would get along well. But, of course, this whole movement is being financed by a man named Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N. You can look him up on the Internet. He's one of the richest men in America, and you never hear him mentioned. Why? Because his money came from the CIA and drugs. And we are using him, of course, here in the United States, to set up schools all across America, chartered schools. And they're doing the same thing, literally 1,000 or more schools through the Near East and the Middle East, indoctrinating these people in this radical form of Islam. And the fact is, you've never heard about this, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But look up Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N, on the Internet. Go to Paul Williams, that's Paul Williams' website, and he'll tell you more about it. And Paul's going to be our guest next week and bring us up to date about how Mr. Gulen is undermining the very fabric of civilized society. And not only certainly in the Near East and the Middle East, but of course he has all sorts of radical Muslims in training, military training right here in America. Our government knows about it, and the government is financing Gulen. The whole story is so incredible. Sometimes I wish it weren't true, but it really is. I wouldn't be.
The former caller there was talking about mind control with drugs. I think our media completely dominates our minds.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've hardly ever heard of him, but Maurice Strong is another one you hardly hear of. And how often do they mention George Soros on the mainstream media? Very seldom.
Amen to that. Hey, we're out of time, but thank you so very much for calling. And I hope that you'll try to get the people up there listening to Radio Liberty, will you?
Alrighty.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. That was certainly Bruce calling us from Durango, Michigan. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our leaders, our listeners across America, that Radio Liberty is certainly primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We've had to drop two of our three shortwave programs simply for financial reasons, but we managed to maintain the rest of our network, and that's the important thing, because these are the people that we need to reach as much as we can. So if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you, and we've maintained the various networks that we're on, certainly for our afternoon and our evening programs. And of course our internet programs, we have, of course, KU band satellite transmission, and we have our 1 hour shortwave in the afternoon, and then of course we have 14 to 15 stations in the afternoon, again in the evening. So if you're in a position to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And Sydney, we, of course, want to remind you we're having our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October here in the Central Coast of California. Beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and it is really one of the most beautiful areas in the world. We're bringing in excellent speakers from out across America. And if you can come, I think you'll find it fascinating. We'll, of course, be serving lunch. Program will start at about 8:15 in the morning. Doors are going to open at 7:30. Suddenly the program will start at 8:15, and it'll go through to 5:30 or 6. And so if you'd like to come, and you need to get your reservations, and of course if you want to get special rates on the hotel accommodations, call us at 1-800-544-8927. I do want to mention that we have a number of various excellent books. We have certainly two books. They're called Power Quest 1, Power Quest 2, Book 1 and Book 2. They're both excellent. We, of course, have the book Agenda 21, and it's really called By Stealth and Deception, it's the background of Agenda 21. We have a 4-tape set on smart meters. You must understand what they're doing. We have a DVD on geoengineering and a 4-tape set on weather control. We also have a DVD on weather as a weapon. They can create storms. They can create droughts, and I believe they're doing this intentionally as a prelude to the famine we're going to see coming up next year with skyrocketing cost of food. There'll be food in the stores. You're probably not going to be able to purchase it because it's going to be so terribly expensive, and we're going to begin seeing shortages of food, and just as prophesied in Revelation 6:8. This is not accidental. They know how to create storms. They know how to create droughts. They know how to control the weather. You need to get the DVD, Geoengineering. You need to get the DVD, Weather as a Weapon. And then, of course, you need to get the book we have on weather warfare. You need to get our book on HAARP. You need to get the 4-tape or 4-CD set on HAARP. The information is all there. You need just to help us get it out across America. They know exactly what they're doing, but the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. Basically, of course, we've got a wonderful DVD. It's called 9/11, Explosive Evidence, going into the background that it was a controlled demolition. What happened on September 11th was a controlled demolition that's put out by architects and engineers for 9/11 truth. Almost 1,700 architects and engineers have signed a statement saying that was a controlled demolition, bringing down the Twin Towers, breaking down Building 7, and they kill those people inside, ladies and gentlemen. And if they kill them and they get away with it, they're going to continue their killing. We're dealing with evil and wicked people. But let me repeat, 9/11 was a controlled demolition. And it had nothing to do with the planes crashing into the building. That was simply a distraction. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. We've got all sorts of wonderful equipment and material there. And then we ask you to pray for America, for our provision and our protection.